The Prime Minister has declined to answer the opposition's latest questions about whether he was aware of questions that Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan raised about Senator Synodinos and Australian water holdings. Labor has asked whether Senator Heffernan raised concerns with Mr. Abbott before he appointed Senator Synodinos as a minister. In question time, Mr. Abbott also faced questions about his Attorney General's comment today that people have a right to be bigots. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
It wasn't until three quarters through question time that Labor quizzed the Prime Minister about newspaper reports that Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan raised concerns about former Assistant Treasurer Arthur Synodinos' business interests on the basis they could pose problems for the Liberal Party.
Did Senator Heffernan ever raises concerns with the Prime Minister before Senator Synodinos was appointed to the Abbott Ministry?
The important issue here is the maintenance of high standards in public life. And I have to say, Madam Speaker, that by stepping aside from his ministry while this matter is being investigated, Senator Synodinos upheld the very best of the Westminster Treaty. I just don't comment on scuttlebutt.
The opposition tried to force a direct answer to that and the questions that followed, but to no avail.
I refer to the Prime Minister's decision to give Senator Synodinos portfolio responsibility for corporate governance. Was the Prime Minister aware of failings of corporate governance at Australian Water Holdings between 2008 and 2011, including while the former Assistant Treasurer Senator Synodinos was chairman, before the Prime Minister appointed him to the Treasury portfolio?
Madam Speaker, Senator Synodinos is a fundamentally decent man who has done the honourable thing by stepping aside for the duration of this inquiry, at least insofar as it applies to him.
I refer to reports today from Kate McClymont of the Sydney Morning Herald to testimony at the Independent Commission Against Corruption today that the former head of Sydney Water, Dr. Kerry Schott, personally warned Senator Synodinos that he should be careful of the company that he was keeping and suggested that Australian Water Holdings was dishonest. What steps has the Prime Minister personally taken to ensure himself that Senator Synodinos has done nothing wrong?
The Prime Minister stuck to his tightly worded script.
These are matters that are quite properly before the New South Wales inquiry. They will be dealt with by the New South Wales inquiry, and Madam Speaker, let me say again, Senator Synodinos is a fundamentally decent man who has done the honourable thing by stepping aside.
It's Federal Parliament's last sitting week before the May budget and before West Australian voters go back to the ballot box in a rerun of the half-Senate election. That's driving the government's single-minded focus in question time.
We have to fix the budget. We will always, always strive, and we will not rest until this carbon tax is gone.
The Senate voted down the government's legislation to repeal the carbon tax last week, and repealing the mining tax will face the same fate this week.
Only the member for Lilly could design a tax that doesn't collect any money.
The Prime Minister was forced to defend a second member of his team after Attorney General George Brandis defended the government's plan to amend the Racial Discrimination Act in this way.
People do have a right to be bigots, you know. In a free country, people do have rights to say things that other people find offensive or insulting or bigoted.
Of course, this government is determined to try to ensure that Australia remains a free and fair and tolerant society where bigotry and racism has no place. Of course.
But Tony Abbott says the government also wants to protect freedom of speech.
And sometimes free speech will be speech which upsets people, which offends people. It is in the nature of free speech that sometimes some people will not like it.
Labor's Attorney General spokesman Mark Dreyfus says the government should leave the law as it stands.
What the Attorney General said today gives the green light to racist hate speech in Australia. And the Prime Minister in question time confirmed that the protections which have been in Australian law for almost 20 years are going to be repealed.
The government isn't saying when and how it will replace Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act.
Alexandra Kirk.